I, Kevin Knox, Christensen,
do solemnly affirm
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States of America,
the Constitution of the State of Alaska,
the Constitution of the State of Alaska,
and the laws and ordinances,
and the laws and ordinances
of the city and borough of Sitka,
of the city and borough of Sitka,
and that I will faithfully discharge my duties,
and that I will faithfully discharge my duties
as an assembly member for the city and borough of Sitka.
When the Sitka Assembly met Tuesday night, outgoing Assembly members were honored and incoming members were sworn in. About 20 people were in the audience as incumbent Kevin Knox returned for his second term in office, and Tor Christensen was newly seated, having last served as an Assembly member in 2013. Mayor Gary Paxton also honored outgoing Assembly member Aaron Bean with a service award.
On behalf of the citizens of Sitka, we hereby express our sincere appreciation to Aaron Bean for his diligent dedication, community service during his tenure as an assembly member during serving the city, borough of Sitka from 2016 and 2009.
Knox and Christensen weren't the only additions to the fold on Tuesday night. The assembly unanimously voted to appoint former city administrator Hugh Bevan to the city's top job as long-term interim administrator. City attorney Brian Hansen said they needed to give Bevan a start date, and Mayor Paxton didn't want to waste any time.
At the direction of our administrator, I suggest, and I concur with him, that you set a start date.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. That could be it.
Right. Listen, I hired Hugh 100 years ago. He was a great director of public works as well as an administrator. He's a no-nonsense, get-things-done guy.
Well, not quite 100 years ago. Bevan was the public works director from 1999 to 2003 and was city administrator from 2003 to 2005 when he retired. He told the assembly he was ready to serve the city for a few months while they wait for a new permanent administrator to come on board.
The center of gravity here is to try and create as well organized and soft landing as possible for Mr. Leach when he shows up. And that includes hiring the approved positions. It also would like to make some progress on the assembly action plans that you've done.
The assembly offered the full-time post to John Leach when it met last month. Leach is a commander and aeronautical engineer with the U.S. Coast Guard who was formerly stationed in Sitka, but now works in D.C. The assembly went behind closed doors on Tuesday night to discuss the ongoing negotiations with Leach. Those details, including Leach's salary offer, have not been disclosed to the public yet. But Leach won't be able to start until the spring. Bevan said he would only have around 120 days as interim, but he's hoping to tackle some big challenges at City Hall while he's there.
Another thing I'm particularly interested in is employee morale. And I'd like to try and do some things with that. It's not as easy as it sounds. And then a framework for the FY21 budget is probably something that'll take quite a bit of time. I really want to put the Cross Trail project in the end zone. It's been approved since April. We missed the best construction season since 1972 was the last time I remember having a summer like this in Southeast Alaska. So I'm real interested in that.
The vote to hire Bevan as interim administrator was unanimous, as was the decision to appoint Jeff Wheeler as the interim utility director. This after former utility director Brian Bertacci stepped down in September. Several top city jobs, including the human resources, library, and planning director positions, remain vacant. On Tuesday night, Public Works Director Michael Harmon said the top candidate for the planning director position recently dropped out of the running, so the city is back to square one with that hire. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.